From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Majapinto. State data indicate the coronavirus outbreak is disproportionately affecting Pacific Islanders and Native Hawaiians living in Utah. The groups make up 1.6% of the state's population, but account for 3.8% of reported cases of COVID-19. Analysis of numbers indicate Pacific Islanders and Native Hawaiians have experienced the highest hospitalization rate among ethnic groups in Utah, the second highest rate of confirmed cases overall, and the highest rate of confirmed cases in Salt Lake County. Weekend lockdowns on the Navajo Nation will remain in place as COVID-19 cases rise in towns bordering the reservation. Navajo President Jonathan Nez says the curfews will continue through July 27th and asks people not to visit the Navajo Nation for the 4th of July holiday.
Visitors, get your fuel, get your food, and just pass on through our nation, please. Do not stop because there's businesses that are closed. Abide by our laws and policies, please.
The infection rate on the nation peaked in May and has begun to level out with about 50 or 60 new cases reported most days. But recent spikes in Arizona have Navajo officials worried that the infection rate could increase if people travel to and from the reservation. Visitors to Moab may have to start wearing masks. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports, the Grand County Council voted last night to ask the governor for permission to implement the new rule.
Masks are a contentious issue in Moab. Local officials have asked visitors to voluntarily use them since tourism resumed, but visitors don't seem to be listening. That's according to Councilmember Jalen Hawks, who voted in favor of the measure.
I would like people to do it voluntarily, but we've had the last month or 6 weeks to decide whether or not we're going to do it voluntarily, and it doesn't look like that's happening.
The measure passed 5-2, with the council's most conservative members voting against it, like Councilman Roy Paxman, a local tour company owner who said the measure will hurt business.
Why don't we tell people if they're sick, stay home? This is, to me, just seems like a lot of common sense.
Grand County still needs permission from the governor's office in order to implement the policy, which would require people to wear masks inside all public places and businesses. Summit and Salt Lake counties already have similar mask requirements in place. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Weber County will be giving around $12 million of federal CARES Act money to local businesses that have lost revenue because of the pandemic. Officials announced the grant funding during a press conference yesterday. County Commissioner Jim Harvey says they're working to get the money to businesses as quickly as possible.
We in Weber County government are going to be last to the trough, or the last ones participating in this. We want to make sure that our local businesses are healthy.
Harvey says businesses that qualify can get between $2,000 and $35,000 in assistance. Applications for the grant money open July 6th. A professor has reversed himself again and resigned from Weber State University after posting inflammatory tweets about nationwide protests concerning race and police use of force. Weber officials confirm criminal justice professor Scott Senjo has now permanently resigned. He had previously stepped down early last month, but changed his mind and withdrew that resignation shortly after. The university had condemned Senjo's tweets as abhorrent. The professor had tweeted support for damage to CNN headquarters that happened in late May and also commented on a post about a police car driving into protesters. Human activity in much of the world has slowed down thanks to the pandemic. Wildlife scientists say it's created a unique opportunity to study how we affect animals. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
This phenomenon is being called the anthropause. Christian Roots is lead author of the study that coined the term. He says the opportunity has arisen by the most tragic circumstances.
But it is an opportunity which we feel we cannot afford to miss. It will allow us to investigate in unprecedented detail the interaction between humans and wildlife. And this knowledge, in turn, can be used further down the line.
Say for management decisions, like making minor changes to roadways in order to reduce wildlife car collisions. Lots of people, not just scientists, have had unusual wildlife observations during lockdown. Root says now we need scientific investigation to see how these animals really are making use of the landscape when we're not there to bother them. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.